tunnel is up there, and we drove out there. Well, the train, Mr. Moffitt had this idea, you know, that the train couldn't go over the mountain, so it would go through the mountain. And they dug this tunnel through there. And we went out there, and just rolling smoke would be coming out for a long time. I don't know why. They didn't know why either. We didn't go, of course, we didn't go in because it was a railroad track, you know. We drove out there and lived. We went to the Capitol. They was working on the Capitol building at that time. But we really enjoyed, that's the longest trip we've ever taken. But it's, you sure see a lot of, I knew when I got back in Arkansas and saw this timber and stuff, and I come across Texas with no trees.
Oh, yeah.
And that long road stretched out ahead of you.
Yeah.
And I was glad to get back to the trees. You know, we have pretty country here.
You do?
I think we do. I think the scenery's real pretty here. We have trees when a lot of places don't have them.
Arkansas really reminds me a lot of Alabama, except, of course, for the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get any of that at all, except in the, you know, way up the northern part of the state when you start getting into Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. We've never been that way. We went to some place, Toone, Tennessee. We went to Toone, Tennessee to visit with my sister-in-law. And that's as far as we've been that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been to New Orleans down south.
Have you traveled around much in Arkansas?
Yes, we've been all over Arkansas. When my children were small, my son-in-law, I have a preacher son-in-law that married my oldest daughter, well, they went camping every summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so back there when I had three children at home, well, we went with them. First summer we all borrowed a tent, and we went up on Buffalo River. It's right in the northern part, you know, above Little Rock, Conway, and camped out. And we just had so much fun. So the next summer I bought me a tent, had large tent because I had three children. And they got them a tent. And we went up and stayed week as long as we've ever stayed. But it's really pretty up there, and they still go, but I haven't been in several years.
Mm-hmm.
But the water's swift and cold, and they have a rock house up there, and they have a bat cave. And they have a lot of things that you can, we'd zip up our tent in the mornings and go out and spend the day sightseeing, come back in at night.
Have you ever been through Eureka Springs?
Yes, sir. Been up to Eureka
Springs. That's a pretty
good place. Yes, it is. In fact, I think, I don't know what, I love Arkansas. I think maybe we have some pretty scenery of any state.
Oh, I've never seen anything like that up there in Eureka Springs. It's just like a little mountain village, like you were in Switzerland, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Sure is.
Real pretty.
We took my husband one summer. I always left him at home. He wouldn't go because he worked in the oil field. He was working in the oil field when I met him. He worked in the oil field until he retired.
Right.
And I left him here. I leave him something cooked up. Well, eventually my oldest son got too big. He thought to go with us. He was working on a lease with his daddy, so he stayed here. Well, that cut him out then. When they get so big, they won't go with you anymore. Then the last time we took Mary, well, we had to take a girlfriend along. Because she wouldn't go either. That was her last summer to go. So, you really need to take them while they're young, because when they get older, they don't want to go anymore.
Think they're above all that.
That's right. They have too many activities.
Uh-huh.
We took our little girlfriend, and they were both majorettes at that time, and they took their batons. And late every afternoon, well, they draw a crowd around. They get out there and put them on the show, you know.
Yeah, but they do.
And everybody that goes to the mountains are friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Real friendly.